This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring him in now, the head coach, Pat Baldwin of UW-Milwaukee and the Panthers basketball program. Coach, how you been?
I'm great. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing well. So my first question to you is, where is it right now? So now that you've had a chance to wrap your arms around this thing, get some guys in, you know, kind of get your whole program put together, where are you right now? How confident are you feeling?
You know, I feel pretty good about my understanding of our team at this stage. And obviously we want to see some more, you know, have a little bit more test of games and to see exactly where we're at. But I feel pretty good knowing maybe who we can go to in certain situations, you know, who can take the ball out, you know,
mm-hmm, just, right.
You know, little things like that are really important in games.
You are a young team. You got two seniors, a junior, and beyond that, it's all sophomores and freshmen and such. And you got a couple other Vance Johnson and Baylor Peterson juniors as well. But you're a pretty young team when you talk about overall experience and overall kind of coming off the bench, so to speak. So with a team like that, knowing that you're growing a team, is there a learning curve? Is there a process to that? Or once they're in, they're in?
You know, there is that learning curve. And you know, what we do every single day is we work on different situations on the floor because, as you mentioned, you know, with the relative youth of our team, you know, you haven't, and our guys haven't seen a lot of different situations out there on the floor, whether you're down five with 3 minutes to go or what you need to do. And so, you know, for us, it's a constant everyday process of getting better and understanding the little minute details of our offense and what we need to do from a defensive standpoint. But what I like about our team too, is that we're true competitors. Our guys really fight. They compete. They play hard. They give me everything that they have every single day. And that's all that I can ask for. Now, you know, what we obviously want to see are the results and good ones.
What is the emphasis? I mean, obviously you want to score going into the season. You want to bring up your percentages. But the one thing that I remember last year, and I was going through the stats just to kind of refresh myself, opponent's scoring percentages, field goal percentage was well up over 45, 46% or something like that. Is this that year where suddenly defense becomes prevalent?
You know, defense, we talk to our team about traveling with you everywhere you go, from home to road games, and that is prevalent. That's something that we talk about every single day and being our, you know, the thing that we hang our hat on. And obviously, we do want to score. We do want to, you know, be in a situation where we can try to outscore our opponents, but we know on a nightly basis we have to really defend and try to limit our opponents, you know, put our opponents in a bad predicament from a shooting percentage standpoint.
I know you guys have another one coming up, an exhibition game against Wisconsin Lutheran, but I want to go back to the Marquette game. A really neat game, a fundraiser game. It was more of a relaxed atmosphere, but intense basketball. What did you walk away with a game in which you take a loss by five over at the Owl, but I thought overall your team played pretty well?
You know, first of all, you know, thanks to Marquette and to both of our administrators for putting that together, allowing us to do that for a great cause. And, you know, I think our guys handled it really well. But what I took out of it is just like you said, I think our guys – acquitted themselves pretty well. You know, they played hard. You know, the one thing that I learned is we turned the ball over way too much in that game. You know, we had 21 turnovers and we looked at it and most of it was caused by us and our ability to just take care of the basketball. So that was something that we've addressed and really work on every single day. You know, the other thing I take out of is the 16 assists that we had in the game. You know, if you cut the turnovers in half and say you only have, you know, 10 or 11 turnovers, you're probably looking at a 20-plus assist game, which you're probably going to win a lot of those games. you know, where you're sharing the ball like that. So I was impressed with how hard our guys played, and then with that being the first opportunity with me under the lights and new system, all that stuff, you know, we got some great material out of it.
Talking with Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee men's basketball coach. Now you got coming up on November 10th, it's the Black and Gold Shootout down at the UWM Panther Arena. You're going to have UW lacrosse coming into town, which I think is great. I love to see interstate basketball. I love because the WIAA or the WIAC system, I mean, everything is so good about it. And to be able to see you guys kind of cross-reference into some of it, because even UW for a long time played many of those schools all throughout the state. Bo Ryan believed in it, really wanted to institute it in playing a lot of those schools. You guys are doing the same. So I it's a feel-good moment down at the UW Panther Arena to see UW lacrosse come into the Panther Arena.
Yeah, and we're excited about, you know, the opening there. And, you know, for us, we don't take any game lightly. We're certainly not taking that game lightly. We're actually watching a ton of film on, you know, on them and even other opponents as we speak. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for, you know, our fans to see us for almost the first time in Panther. Well, it is the first time in Panther Arena. And, you know, we are preparing for them like it's another opponent in our league. You know, we're really trying to cover every single base from offense and defense and special teams and all those little things. And but it's I like you said, I think it is good that we get the Wisconsin, you know, teams in here.
I know that sets you up for that November 13th, only 3 days after that. You got to go to Ames, Iowa. That's never a pleasant place to play. But you're playing a team in Iowa State, and they're a team that has been an NCAA appearance numerous times in the tournament. And so you get some good exposure there. You find out a good test early on in the season, not to mention some good learning moments. And if you can steal a win, you go in and you get something, and you've got something to build on the rest of the season. If not, it's always a great teaching tool, as then you head into Wisconsin and Northern Illinois and all of that after the fact.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't get any easy, you know, easier, you know, playing a team like that. And Iowa State's very well, you know, run program, and Prom does a really, you know, really good job with them. They've been to the NCAA tournament and all of that. And, you know, it's important for us with a game like that to, you know, to see where we're really at and to come in and fight. And we're going to play hard. And I keep telling our guys, as long as we play hard and we don't shoot ourselves in the foot with turnovers and just bad and poor play, you know, anything can happen in a basketball game. So, you know, our early schedule is certainly not easy at all. So, you know, the biggest thing that we can do is prepare and really fighting all those things.
Brock Stahl, Brett Prowl, you've got August Haas. You've got some of these guys that are back, that some of these guys are going to get minutes. You've got your rotation kind of set. Is this just a matter now of kind of fine-tuning things for you from what you've had last year to this year, or is this something where it's just kind of all up for grabs and you're trying to get a sense as to where you're at?
It's up for grabs right now. You know, every single day for us in practice, we're competing. And I've told our guys that no one has a starting spot at this point, and it's lent itself to some very tough practices and hard practices, and the practices that have been extremely competitive, and, you know, we've had to break up some things. Not that our guys are hating each other, but that's just what happens when you compete. So that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted with our practices, but also, you know, no one has really established themselves as the clear-cut, you know, favorites as far as starting and minutes and all of that. That has to still be earned.
Coach, looking forward to the season. We want to have you back on later on down the road. But best of luck to you, man, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it so much. There you go. Pat Baldwin, head coach at UWM for the Panther basketball program. And they've got a tough road to go, but, boy, they jump right into it with going to Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State. And then after that, they have Wisconsin on the docket. They get into some Horizon League play and see what happens as they're trying to turn that program back around. Best of luck to the UWM Panthers. This portion of the program and his appearance was brought to you. He appeared on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.